Local woodworker and artist Peter Warren was flattered when the erudite Dr. Jeff Peeler praised his art at a gallery opening some years ago. But Warren was not prepared for the question the doctor asked on a visit to the woodworker's studio last year.
He came to me and he said, you know, what do you think about building a casket? And I said, well, you know, I'm fine with that.
Dr. Peeler is battling stage 4 metastatic cancer, which has infiltrated his bones. Most of the time he's at peace with his imminent death, but it was after a friend's funeral that he decided he wanted a say in what happened to his body. He'd already decided he'd be cremated, but when he saw the elegant padded casket at that funeral, he realized he wanted something different, something simpler and more environmentally friendly. He decided he'd make his own coffin, and it would be wood.
There you can kind of see it's all sort of skinny inch and a quarter pieces that are all glued up.
The coffin now sits in the corner of Peter Warren's studio in the Crossroads. It's a milk chocolate stained rectangular box, rippled with blonde waves. This is characteristic of the old growth southern yellow pine the box is made of. It has the look of a chest that might hold your grandmother's blankets. Showing me into his wood shop, Warren says the project got intense the moment he told Peeler how they'd have to measure the dimensions of the box.
So I'm going to need you to get up on here, and I'm going to need you to lay down while I trace you. Very bizarre.
It seemed like the box was going to be huge and heavy. The doctor joked pallbearers might drop him and he'd fall out. Don't worry, Peter Warren said, that won't be your problem. They scaled the project down by planing dozens of 2x6 boards, splaying them open to expose the inside design of the wood and gluing them back together. Then the conversation shifted to the casket's interior space.
Well, it's just like, how much room do you need? You know, and Jeff being like, well, you know, I don't know, just put me in there. I don't need any room. I was like, well, I don't want to.
You don't want the thing touching his nose.
No, exactly. Actually, that was a very important thing. How close to the face do you come with the, you know, the top?
And how smooth should the box be? How long should he sand it, Peeler wondered. The answer from the woodworker, a lot.
I would start at 80 grit, you know, 180, 220, and I'd probably end up somewhere around 300. It's a meditation, listening to that wood and listening to all those voices in there.
Peeler and Warren spent many hours not working on the casket. They laughed and cried and talked and talked. The doctor sometimes scrawled lines from literature and poetry on the woodworker's white board. Warren stamped one of those lines on the inside of the casket's lid, just above where his dear new friend's lifeless head will lie.
Sort of imagining he can read his favorite poem. Love the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night.
I've loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night.
It says to me that if you have embraced life, and if you have lived a good life, if you've loved the stars, then there's nothing that can happen to you that you need to be afraid of.
Dr. Jeff Peeler says he's slowing down, but remains active and very much alive. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.